Pray for freedom for fear, being positive. Pray for freedom from fear for being positive. Can we pray for freedom from fear and be positive? Do we know how to do that? Do we know how to pray for freedom from fear? Fear is one of the most unfortunate things that could ever happen in any life. We're afraid of what might happen. We're afraid of how an event may outcome. We're afraid of things taking place in our life that are possibly going to limit us and make us feel unhappy and make us feel unworthy of living a good life, of living a positive life, of living a joyous life. Yes, we have that opportunity to go through those experiences, and they are the outer. They are the experiences of the outer that come in and tickle us and get us thinking thoughts that are not beneficial. We have the chance to be aware of a positive life. We have the chance to be aware of a joyous life. We have the chance to be aware of all that is good and beautiful in our world all of the time. All of the time. Regardless of the appearances, regardless of things that take place that are distressing to us, we have the opportunity to look for the beautiful and look for the good. Look for the silver lining and see the sun come shining through. If you look for the silver lining, you'll find your day to be true. We have the opportunity to look for the silver lining, to look for the joy in life. Fear has no place in the mind and heart of a divine being. It just is not there. Fear may be the illusion on the human side that makes us feel things are not so good. And if we allow ourselves to dwell in that area of fear, if we allow ourselves to dwell in that area of illusion, all is illusion, of course, we know that. But if we allow ourselves to dwell in the area of illusion, of fear, then that is going to be the monster that takes over our world. That is going to be the condition that we will use as a guide for our thinking and for our acting and for our being in this marvelous world. It's really a marvelous world. And what do? We allow fear to come in and distress us. Now, how can we take charge and pray for freedom from fear? How can we do that? How can we pray for freedom from fear and be positive? Well, praying for freedom from fear is not a beneficial thing because we are empowering fear to be something in our life. We are empowering fear to be something real in our world that we do not want to experience. And then it's up to us to begin to think about what we do want to experience. We fear that it might rain. And a positive thought would be, the sky is blue and glorious. It rains just enough to moisten the soil, just enough to get the crops growing, just enough to grow the grapes, just enough to do the things that are wonderful to be done. And it rains a little bit every day. I don't think about floods. I don't think about fire. I don't think about wind. I don't think about storms. I think about balance. I think about harmony. The more the world thinks in harmony, the more the world thinks and experiences harmony. The more you, in your world, and you're the master of your world, you're the creator of your world, you're the only one who affects your world. Only as you and I think positive thoughts about our life, about what it is that makes us feel happy, only as we think those positive thoughts about what makes us feel happy, Only then will we experience those experiences of what makes us feel happy. Only when we think beautiful, positive thoughts will we have a beautiful, positive life. We have the privilege of doing this, and we do it instantly. The earth has the balance of weather. It has the balance of water. It has the balance of all things. It's natural for this to take place. It's natural for this to take place in the world. And we give attention to the unnatural, the overabundance, the overdwelling of conditions. We are the ones who give that an unbalance. And do we want to do that? Well, a thinking person certainly would not want to do that. A thinking person would not want to think about things that are not beneficial, loving, and happy in their life. So that's what we think about. Train yourself today to think thoughts that are beneficial and positive to your world and to the world of all of your creation. Because what goes on in the farthest reaches of the world or the farthest reaches of the universe are our thought. If we think that all goes on in the universe in balance and harmony, then that's what it is. If we think that all that goes on in the universe is joyous and happy and marvelous, then that's what it is. It's up to us to think those thoughts. It's up to us to know those thoughts. It's up to us to experience those thoughts. And as we think, know, and experience those thoughts, they are our thoughts. They are the joy of our heart. They are the joy of who we are and how wonderful that is. Make that your thought, who you are, what you're doing, and how your life goes. Because really, that's what's going on. That's what's going on in your life. That's what's going on in your world. Whatever thoughts you're thinking, that's what's going on in my world. And I think happy, balanced thoughts all the time. I think happy, balanced thoughts all the time. And any negative experience that goes on in my world, I immediately turn it around and say, all is in divine order. I immediately turn around the thought that is not beneficial and say, all is beautiful, all is wonderful, all is glorious, all is mine now. I immediately say that. And as I say that, I experience that. And as I experience that, I am the happiest guy in the world. I pray for a positive life. I pray for a positive world. I pray for joy, and I know that it's done. Because my prayer is, thank you, God, for the infinite goodness of the universe. And we all like to have God, and so we say, thank you, God. We don't realize that God created us to be a reflection of itself, and itself is good and positive and loving and joyful. Itself is uplifting and fantastic and marvelous in every way. That's itself, and that's the only self it'll ever have. That's the only life it'll ever have. That's the only being it'll ever have, and it is glorious. It is glorious now and forevermore, because that's what it is. You are that. You make it happen. You make it happen. You make the prayer. And the prayer is, thank you, God, for all the wonderful things in this world. Thank you, self, for thinking positive thoughts, for thinking beautiful thoughts, for living a beautiful life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Prayer is a thank you. Prayer is a glorious expectation of all that is good and beautiful. Prayer is a recognition that God is in its heaven and all is right with the world. And the heaven is our thinking, is our mental world, and God is in that mental world and all is right with the physical world, with the human world, with the divine world about us, now and forevermore. And it's wonderful. Oh, it is so wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.